Psychopath, dressed as a clown. In my psyche, pulling me down. Never reach into the sky. The devil and the angels just pass me by.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. You're listening to us on the 10th of May, 2006. And someone's causing some serious reverb. Who that doing that down there?
That's better. How's it going, people?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Someone's mobile phone sucking.
Yeah, not clever thing to put a mobile phone on a mixer. Doesn't like it. Sensitive interference. How's life?
So far, not too bad.
Good, good.
Although, I have a funny cron job story.
Okay.
Well, it's not a funny story about cron jobs specifically.
Cron jobs. Yeah.
But part of this project that we're doing at work, we're shipping some packages for Moodle. Have I gone off?
No, you're still there.
Oh, okay. Moodle, it's an educational CMS. It runs on Linux. It's pretty good stuff. And it allows you to set up courses and stuff like that, and have forums, and it can send emails out, you know, to the subscribers. And so I've been writing some documentation for this, setting up Moodle and setting up our packages for Moodle and what have you.
Yeah.
And part of the documentation is to set up a cron job to handle the, to tell the system to send out the emails at the end of the day. And, my line manager was reading through the documentation, and she's like, what's this about cron jobs? You can't be using slang in educational. This is a tutorial for teachers, you know. You can't be using your slang. I said, no, it's a cron job. She's like, yeah, but you can't call it that. It's use the proper name. I said, well, it's a cron job. It's a Linux thing. Simple. Oh, well, don't like that. Don't like that. Can't you call it something else? And I had to basically sit her down and sort of talk her through cron, which somebody that likes the Macintosh as much as she does, and thinks that anything console driven, terminal driven, is a bit frightening and weird. It was an experience.
I would have just fucking slapped her.
It was tempting. It was tempting. Yeah. But yeah, she was like, no, you can't be using these slang words like cron. Call it his proper name. It's for teachers. Well, that's the proper name, cron. Odd. But yeah, she likes the Macintosh and the nice shiny pointy yeah. clicky graphics, you know. Can't you call it something else? Well, I don't fucking invent it.
Kick her in the balls, mate. Kick her in the balls.
Kick her in the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kick her in the head. In the nose.
Does he not know that Cron stands for chronography or some bullshit like that, like set in time or whatever? Not like, did she think it was something rude? Like, oh, I'm going to get a Cron job from this. Oh.
I don't know what she thought. I think she just thought it was some sort of hacker slang. I don't know. She's very suspicious of the. Well, anything that you use a terminal, she thinks is a bit hackerish, in the bad sense,
right?
You know, and so the whole Linux thing, you know, she's one of these doesn't trust it, doesn't understand it, doesn't trust it, and that's all she needs to know.
You're always going to come across those kind of people.
Oh yeah.
So, what have you been up to, Planet?
Nothing. Why? What have you heard?
I heard you were killing seals on the North Pole again.
Oh yeah. I do that every. What day is it? Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, I do that every Wednesday.
Well, it is Wednesday today.
Good.
Yes.
Still clubbing day. I've been up to absolutely nothing.
No.
Well, I've been up to work. That's it.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Some people may be experiencing problems listening to the stream. It's because I can't turn the output any louder because of... dark nature.
Oh, is it me again?
It is you again, yes.
Ass.
Causing that mad reverb.
I'm not sure what's doing that.
I can't hear any reverb.
Hang on a second. I might go very quiet for a second.
Okay. Ah, that's better.
I actually like that. It sounds very space age.
It sounds much better now.
Oh, can you hear me still?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're much, much quieter.
Much quieter. How's that?
Still the same.
Darn it.
You sound like you're in a small box.
Is that audible at all?
That is audible. How can you hear that okay, Planet?
Say something else.
1, 2, 3.
I can just hear you.
Whoa! That suddenly went loud. Oh.
It's all falling apart.
It is. I'm just going to close my mouth for a second.
Okay. It's all falling apart for a dark nature there.
I think he has a call on the other line.
Yes. A sex call.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, I can't even mute. I can mute my microphone to him. And that's it. That's much better. But then obviously he can't hear me. Anyway, Nintendo shows new games console. Nintendo has shown off its new Wii games console with its unorthodox motion sensing controller.
and arguing it will help draw more people to gaming, but it shed away from setting a launch price or date at the US news conference. And this is ahead of this week's E3 Games Expo. Sadly, no picks. I'm getting that echo back again.
Echo!
Now, oh, it's even worse.
That's nice.
We're going to have to do something about that, mate.
We shouldn't really record the show in a cave.
You're still there, mate? Dark Nature. Dark Nature.
Yeah.
Is there any other way we can get you on the show? Can I call your...
There will be.
Can I call your mobile or your house phone or something like that?
Yeah,
PM me your number or something and then we can sort that out instead of fucking around with this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sort something else out.
Cool.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let me know, man.
I'll be on the home number.
Excellent.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, again, obviously trouble with Dark Nature Skype. And the radio signal used... Oops, just stepping ahead of myself there. Time's changing for radio signals. The radio signal used to set British clocks is moved from rugby, where it has been transmitting since 1927, pardon me. And the new home for the signal, which is used to keep the pips heard in the BBC radio service on time, will be in Anthorn in the west coast of Cumbria. Interesting. I wonder why they're moving that over.
No idea.
Yeah. And just talking to Napalm here, he's just asked if he can ask everyone a question. He's got a question about basically one of his websites got defaced. And if for the people that don't know who Napalm is, he makes Windows look cool. Is a fantastic hacker and fantastic programmer, he's got some trouble with his website. One second, I'm just trying to sort this bloody Skype out. Oh, for fuck's sake, what do you mean it's not valid number? There we go.
Have you got to put in +44?
No, it's just he put a gap. Okay, it says the page has been hacked by liderhack.org. That's LIDER. For fuck's sake. He's giving me the wrong phone number. Okay. That's liderhack.org. We are Master Tech, Black Hawk, D Loax, Oct, and Brazel. And then it says in some weird language, Boo Delevi Sin Bestin Bizarre Devon, blah 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 blah, all this bollocks. I don't know what language that is. So yeah, if you want to post that on the forums, mate, I am sure that somebody will be happy to take a look at that. Can we hear you, Dark Nature?
I can hear you.
Excellent.
Cool.
That's good, isn't it? I can hear myself as well. Just as well.
It's always good.
Good stuff.
Excellent. You sound much better now that you're coming through a phone.
cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to actually get around to installing some better top-edge wares.
Yeah.
Then that's good. Because I had some... I had an issue at one point. I installed FWD communication. It was working all happy. Then the computer had a bit of a big shit, and so I rolled it back, and I never got around to reinstalling it, which did not save me. I should do it again.
Okay. Let's see what else we've got here in the news. Obviously, the judgment on the extradition of Gary McKinnon. It looks like he will be put forward to his extradition will go ahead for the alleged Pentagon break-in. Gary McKinnon is to be extradited to the United States. The judge said that he was satisfied that the extradition would be compatible with McKinnon's convention rights. The case will now be considered by the Home Secretary. The judge said he was satisfied that on the resources given by the U.S. attorney and government, Mr. McKinnon would not face charges that could see him end up in Guantanamo Bay, but he could spend a long, long time twiddling his thumbs.
In prison.
Yeah, it's in prison. Not just generally twiddling his thumbs.
Yeah, they're not going to sentence him to 70 years of twiddling his thumbs.
He'd have some very flexible twiddly thumbs at the end of that, right?
He'd also be dead at the end of the sentence. Even if he lived to be the oldest man alive.
Yeah.
On this story, by the way...
Never got to Guantanamo. Sorry.
So, what do you guys think is going to happen at this point? Because it's now... it's all on the decision of the Home Secretary whether he gets extradited to the States or whether he faces trial here. What do you reckon?
What do we reckon? What we think should happen to him?
No, but not what you think should.
But what do you think will?
Yeah.
Okay. What I think will happen is that he will get extradited to America. And he will spend his time in Guantanamo. What I think should happen is that he should be sentenced here and go to prison, but not for 70 years. Something like, I don't know, 15 years or something like that.
I totally agree. I think that it's a foregone conclusion that he will be extradited. He may not go to Guantanamo, but Guantanamo is not the only place where they can disappear you to. And I think that the American DOD just... It doesn't matter about how much damage he's caused. He's drawn attention to the fact that their security is a bit shitter.
Yeah.
And it's bad press. They don't like that sort of stuff. You know, they want to make an example of him. Just to make an example of him. I tell you, I think they'll crucify him. But I agree, he should be sentenced over there, really. So this is where he committed his crime.
Absolutely agree. I do think the government or the Home Secretary will just turn him over, unfortunately. I don't agree with it, but I think that is the way it's going to go. And that's just going to be bad for everyone.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucked up. Time will tell, but those are our predictions as of this day.
Yep, he's going to get punished. It's just a bloody shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. But, you know, he took the risk. He took the risk. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, he definitely knew what he was doing. And, you know, if he didn't get complacent, then there's every chance that no one would have ever known a sort of thing. But it's one of those things, I mean, as we said before, there are certain things that you just don't fuck with. Because you're going to get owned.
Yeah, I think, I think, you know, if you just can't do it, and if you do, then you're going to get, obviously, like you said, you're going to get fucked over by, you got complacent and end up, you know, biting the bullet. So, I think totally, you know, what we really need is dedicated, kind of dedicated war game servers where people can actually hone in their skills and have a lot of fun and do it in a safe but realistic environment. Obviously, that's not going to stop people actually doing this kind of things. It's never going to stop people going out there and actually attacking the actual live fucking DoD servers. This isn't going to... this isn't going to stop the script kiddies trying to down forums and websites. This, you know, I think the more they try and make an example of someone, the more it will make it a cool thing. Right now, the way that we can actually get like notorious is to commit a crime. If you see what I mean, you know, there's different ways to do it. You could fucking, you know, you could code all your life and have a leak exploit or whatever, or you could, you know, you could do this or that, or you could run a radio show and everything, but you'd never be public, as in the eyes of everyone. Like, you know, if I said to somebody on the street, "Have you heard of a guy called Stank Dog?" They'd be like, "No." If I said, you know, "Have you heard of a guy called Gary McKinnon or thingy?" What's his face? Fuck's sake. How can I forget his name? Gary, McKinnick.
Kevin Mitnick,
that's it. Something like that. obviously, I've forgotten his name because he's not that special to me in my heart.
You still send him Valentine's cards.
I still send him e-postcards with viruses attached. but he still doesn't fucking... open my attachments, the little cunt. They'll be able to pick it up, which is quite sad because there should be. I really think that we need a change in the way that society portrays hackers. I think it's going to be a very, you know, we started talking about this early on, and when we started, I think it's going to be a real struggle. But it can be it can be achieved, I believe, and it's just slowly being very quite persuasive, and maybe even covert in your actions as far as media penetration goes. I think it is possible to obtain the positive name for hackers in the UK or in the world. And if anything goes around in the world, such as a bank gets attacked or something like that, or like what we saw, the name hacker won't be used. They'll be called criminals. But you know, I can just hope and wait.
Oh yeah, it's a traditional thing. There's always been a certain air of romance around, you know, the criminal type of the day, isn't there? I mean, Bonnie and Clyde, super notorious and super famous. I suppose they had a lot of wannabes at the time, you know? And the heroes are presented to us by the media nowadays, you know, the gangster rappers, all the heroes that appeal to the youth, you know, you classic bad people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm a gangster. You know?
Yo.
Oh, yeah. And, there's something... maybe it's the thrill of the chase. You know, I mean, Freud said that, you know, one of the basic needs of men is specifically is to achieve notoriety.
Yeah.
You know, and
to drop your seed.
Yeah, that as well. Yeah. So maybe. Yeah. Well, as you say, we need to repaint the, you know, the hacker name.
Yeah. You know, with pretty colours.
Pretty colours, that's right.
And rainbows. And shit.
Shit.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. So what else do we have in the news that you guys have found quite interesting?
Well, just going back to say...
Sorry,
mate, you go ahead.
I heard that London's looking at pushing out the compulsory black boxes in the cars.
Oh, yes, so, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a bit scary and naughty, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's another one of those, you know, we're only going to use it to charge you so you can, you know, per mile of driving. But then they're going to be able to know every time you've hit the speed limit, and they're always going to know where you are. And it's like that thing that was on the news not long ago, the other week, when it's you crash your car and it immediately phones up the emergency services and says, you know, here I am, I've had a crash, and it's all very good. But I don't really want a car that's telling people where I am sometimes.
Hmm.
Not because I'm hiding in places, I just sometimes don't want people to know where I am, you know what I mean?
When you're circling the red district.
That's right. When I'm doing evil hackery things in my evil hackermobile. It just strikes me that, well, nowadays it strikes me that if you have any desires on privacy at any level, then it draws suspicion to you. You know, something we're discussing at work is part of this building schools of the future, which is in the pipe. I think it's by 2010, there's a European mandate that all children will have e-portfolios, which will entail basically compulsory blogging.
Right.
You know, you have to be, you know, putting all your thoughts and, you know, all that, seriously held private, out for the world to examine. And if you don't, then what are you keeping to yourself? So I think it's, you know, what have you got to hide? You know?
Sure.
I mean, I've never understood this whole thing of blogs, to be honest. I mean, I used to keep a diary, and I still have I have notepads and write down ideas and what have you. But I was, when I was a kid, I had a diary, and I locked up in my drawer, and, you know, I'm sure that my mum knew of it, and she would read through it and stuff like that, but she never told me, because it was secret. It's my diary.
Mm.
And now people have a diary, and I want everyone in the world to read it. It's insane.
Sorry. But then again, I'm just old-fashioned. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I don't even want to start going into about in the UK, how fucked up the schooling system is. And if that is what you said is actually true, that they will be started doing these weird fucking online journals of children and their thoughts and whatever.
Oh yeah. It's going to be like your learning log, or something they're calling it.
Yeah.
You know, where it's not exclusively for your private thoughts, but it's basically a blog that you can access anywhere and update it with your latest learning and stuff like that, and it's compulsory to keep it up to date.
Right.
You know, and the whole e-portfolio, where rather than just having a CD, you have to store evidence of all your learning on this website, essentially.
So what happens if you don't do it? You said it's essential, but...
Well, that's going to be the way that your work's graded in maths and everything.
Oh, right. Interesting. I wonder how secure that system will be.
Do you know, as part of this, building skills for the future, funding and all that sort of stuff, the government are handing out fucking shitloads of money to schools, so they can get Wi-Fi, because Wi-Fi is a big shit nowadays.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the schools that are handing out laptops to kids, the more expensive schools. But, and I have experience of this, most school IT technicians, it's their first job. And some of them are pretty good, but a lot of them are learning as they go. And if my nieces were to come home and say, oh, look, the teacher's given me a laptop and now I can log on to the school anytime I want with Wi-Fi, I'd be saying, well, you're not going to the school anymore. Because, I mean, it's all very handy, being able to, log in wirelessly and get your homework and upload your homework and that sort of stuff.
Sure.
But, well, if most school technicians are like the sample of school technicians that I've come across, then I can't imagine that the security is paramount in the mind, because the security is usually considered to be something that kind of gets in the way of making things run smoothly.
Yeah.
And when you point these things out, it's taken as a personal jab at them. In fact, a lot of times, it's taken as a criticism of the school. It's weird.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I was shown this this fucking revolutionary register system that they're using nowadays, where you don't have to worry about these incredibly old-fashioned, cumbersome registers where you write in them with a pen. You put a tick next to the kid's name or a cross if he's not there.
Yeah.
Well, what you do is you have an electronic register, and you use an electronic pen, and you put a tick or a cross across on the screen, and then at the end of registration, you wirelessly upload the attendance records to this, the school's reception system. It's Wi-Fi, and it's not that secure. So you've got a full list of everyone that's in the school any given day.
Right.
That's just out there. I don't know about that.
I mean, The most dangerous place you could ever place a computer in is in the school environment. It's where it's on the most attack. I personally believe that you shouldn't be allowing students to bring in their own laptops from home. And connect them directly to the school network. I think it should be a closed network under full control over... over the admin should have full control over what's going on. It's not wise.
Well, no, I mean, it's not just the thing of you know, the kids might exploit the school network. Kids effectively laptops from home. Well, I mean, when I was a kid, if it's sorry, what went to school, I didn't want to be showing it on because I had kicked it in and I'd taken off my laptop. Christ. But I mean, schools are handing out laptops and handheld computers because they want to be seen as forward thinking and ahead of the the wave and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's all pretty cool, but whether or not it's the right thing doesn't enter the head because there's a lot of happy free money for them to do it. And it's all about the league tables.
Yeah, and they can just piss that money away.
Well, yeah, they do. Hmm. I could tell you some stories.
So, what do you think? Is it a good idea to open up wireless networks in schools?
No.
No.
I have to agree with Dark Nature. It seems like all they're doing is charging in with new technology without thinking it through.
Yeah.
I haven't worked in the education industry as much as he has, but when I was at school, I did have the same experience of the network support guy or the IT support guy. Yeah. He was a bloke who just left school. And he didn't know shit. He really didn't. And he was the one who came around and fixed your computer. Mm. And a lot of the time he didn't know what was going on. Very low paid. And he just knew a bit. It was his first job. I'd say compulsory blogging scares the living bejesus out of me.
Oh, just yeah.
The very sound of it. That's
the way it's going.
Yeah.
And you that's see the shit that people cool. put on the MySpace. And what have you. I mean, you got
that
the MySpace. Oh, crap. Sorry. That was quick off.
No, it's cool. I was just chiming in. I said, that is not good.
No, no.
You think about kids and if they get into this whole blogging thing and then compulsory blogging, they're going to be putting all sorts up there. And then you add to that unsecure wireless networks. I'm just thinking this is a paedophile's wet dream.
Mm.
You know, it's just too weird. It's too fucking dangerous. These are kids. You know, if they don't need this technology, don't give it to them. Because there are risks there. That could seriously fuck them up because of weirdos in the world.
That's right. Sadly, it's a lot of the thinking isn't towards what's best for the kids. It's a lot of thinking. I mean, I'm hoping that nobody's listening to this that might be knowing me. But a lot of the thinking is what's going to get the best name for the school and what's going to get the most money in for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say they're all cunts. You're all cunts.
But no, I always said it.
I'm joking. Send all emails to planetlave@gmail.com. Or is it sexyhornyman@gmail.com?
How did you know about my secret address?
Sexy horny man. Looks like a long time GI.
That address would be wrong on so many levels.
planetlave@loveyoulongtime.co.uk.
$5.
$5! Bring your friend, soldier boy! But that is so wrong. I think with the thing you're saying there, with the education, and they're just barging in with this new technology they don't understand, and they don't really care about. Things like wireless. It's so simple to secure it. But you can just go around and pick up wireless networks. Who bothers securing it? I'd love to see some figures on that. Secured versus unsecured wireless networks. What's the ratio? Because I bet you most people aren't giving a toss.
I know that in my limited wire driving experiences, it's something like, well, at least 75% of all the access points that I've come across have been wide open. And I mean, the number of routers that are straight out of the box configuration, it terrifies me. I don't know why.
Absolutely mad. That is the state of wireless security.
Yeah.
At the moment. And they're then trying to put it in schools and make sure kids have to blog every day. That's just creepy and it's weird. And it could all go so very, very wrong. I just hope they wake up. I do support the kids using technology in school and then being introduced into computing at a young age in all its various forms. It's a very good thing. Sure, give out the laptops, but as I think Bilal was saying earlier, make sure you're using a...
Preload them with enough porn to keep them going.
Yeah, set them up for life with filth. In schools, it has to be a closed down network. You know, you don't want anyone else in there who isn't either a teacher or a student.
Yeah.
You don't want it open for any old weirdo. It's just... Ugh. I don't even think I have to say it. Everyone can imagine all the weirdness that could go on there. Gary Glitter.
There's no real teaching of responsible use nowadays. The thing is, you've seen kids with mobile phones, and you've seen the sort of shit that people put on the Life journals and the MySpace stuff. You know, I mean, I've cursory just sort of flipping through MySpace and Life journals and you know, those blogging sites. And in a lot of cases, if you wanted to find some of these kids, it wouldn't be hard, because they say, like, you know, Friday night, I'm going to be here. Between these times, you know, why don't you come and meet me? Shit like that. When I was a kid, I wasn't ever going to be talking to any strange men, because when I was very young, it was like, you don't talk to strangers, and you don't do this, and it was like a bogeyman, you know. My parents didn't say, you know, there are paedophiles, and they didn't say, you know, some people like to take it to them and cut them up, but they said, you just don't do it, and end the story, sort of thing. There was a bit more, sort of, you know, but we knew better. I suppose, even today, kids,
indeed. Ah, damn it, I'm out of credit.
What happened there?
Wasted all my money. out of money. On a fucking Skype out.
Oh, bloody bastard. Skype out.
Bastard.
But yeah, I totally agree with Dark Nature there. I think I'm kind of the same generation.
Yeah.
So... Again, the same thing when we were brought up, always told, don't talk to strangers, don't take sweets from strangers, don't go in a car with a stranger. Yeah. And as he said, it wasn't labelled as there are paedophiles out there.
Right.
Because we wouldn't have understood that. It was just labelled that there are bad people out there. That's all you need to know. And that is true.
Hmm.
Bad people out there, don't take any fucking free shit from them, don't talk to people you don't know, and things like that. And they should be doing this with computing as well.
Hmm.
Taking it that step
don't
further.
Don't listen to Hacker Boys Radio.
Yeah, because it's crap.
Yeah.
and it's full of swear words, and it's for over 18s only, yes. By the way.
Especially naked over 18 females.
Yes.
That are sending
send
pictures.
Yeah, if they're dishing out the laptops to these kids, it could be a good thing, sure, technology, get them in at an early age, but they should be teaching them technology security as they were teaching us in the old day of just kind of physical security. Don't talk to weirdos who you don't know. Don't take sweets from strangers. The same thing should be done with computers. Don't accept IMs from people you don't know. Don't accept EXEs from people you weren't expecting to send you a fucking file.
Yeah.
You know, don't open stuff you don't know on your email attachments. Very basic kind of computer security things. They should be teaching that. I hope they are. I really don't know because I'm not at school anymore. Thankfully. It'd be pretty sad if I was. yeah, it's just scary when they're charging them with these new technologies and you hope that they're teaching them this sensible, secure, safe way to use these new technologies. If they are, it's fantastic. If they're just charging in with all this shit to try and get one up on the school down the road, then it's bollocks, it's dangerous, and it will backfire. It's just a matter of time.
Oh, well.
Hello, it's scary, Dark Nature. This whole weird new world.
Hello,
have you
Dark
back?
Nature. Yes, I think so. Talk to us. No? Not a fan of me, I don't want to talk to you either. Anyway. Time to be closing things off. Hello.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Cool. Okay, well, let's hello. That's better.
He's back.
I can actually hear you now.
How about now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Outstanding.
Yes. Sounds pretty good.
What happened there? Yeah. The last thing that I was just going to say before the phone exploded.
Sure.
It was just really along the lines of, really I think we should be teaching the kids about the new bogeyman. You know, it's kind of, I'm sure that kids nowadays are told that they don't, you know, accept sweets off strangers and get into people's cars, but I think parents and, to a large extent, teachers are not yet sufficiently savvy to warn kids that the web is one of those places that you shouldn't be dropping your ducks on. If you know, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sadly, I lost my thread somewhat because, you know, communications broke down.
Yes. We were silenced by the man.
That's what it is.
Man with the master plan.
I think you're absolutely right there, though, mate.
Yeah.
Kids these days, they're living in a whole different world.
In the MySpace world.
Yeah. And, you know, all that bollocks. So they have to be taught about the new bogeyman. We were taught about the old bogeyman. They'll get you in a van and abduct you. But these days there's a whole new online weird bogeyman, and they have to be taught about that and brought up to fear it. Because it worked in our generation.
Oh, yeah, not.
Don't talk to weird fellas.
Yeah, especially us.
Yeah. We are weird, but we don't like molesting kids. I just want to make that clear. Apart from Belial.
Shut up. We've got to get some on-show live censoring.
Yes.
Okay, let's finish things off. We're coming up to the end of the hour, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. I've been Belial.
I've been Dark Nature.
I've been Tom Baker. No, I haven't. I've been Planet Lave.
And, ooh, we know your real name now. And,
yes.
Emails, radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Website is hackervoice.co.uk. Okay, and we'll see you same time, same channel. Good night.
Good night.
Ta-ta.
Very nice.
Don't sniff glue.
Don't talk to strangers.
Just don't use my space. We'll be right back.